Brock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com at 623. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
What's up, you ass? Quick look at your forecast here. Today, cloudy, more rain. I think it's raining right now. High of 68. So at least it's a little bit warmer still. Tonight, more rain. Low of 56. Tomorrow, chance for some rain. High of 65. Wednesday, rain starting to taper off. High of 66. And then it gets sunny and nice. Nicer anyway, and we could see 80s by Saturday. So, nice. Fingers crossed. Now, I don't know what it is. It's kind of rainy and blech, but all right, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Kiki actually had a couple of those when we were out fishing on Saturday. Goes down smooth.
Yeah. It's a good drink, man. It really does. Especially on a hot day, which is coming up. So might be perfect for this weekend.
What do you got for sports?
All right, baseball. Major League Baseball working on a new safety rules, and it looks like they're going to ban spitting, chewing sunflower seeds, and giving high fives if and when baseball returns. Also, players and other team personnel not participating in the game will be sitting in the stands, separated at least by 6 feet. And there you go. The NFL, I'm going to get your opinion on this real quick. The NFL is considering giving teams a better draft pick if they have a minority coach or general manager. If teams hire a minority head coach, that team could move up 6 spots in the third round. And if a team hires a minority general manager, they'd get to move up 10 spots, making a jump of 16 spots possible by hiring a minority coach or general manager. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how I feel about that.
So the problem is I was reading up on it, and they're just saying there's not enough minorities in like the head coaching position, general manager, and they're saying it's a problem. And the question I'm wondering, it's the NFL. Isn't the best man for the job the best man for the job? I don't care who he is.
Yeah.
Have they not been treating it like that? Like, I thought that they would always pick who they thought the best man for the job would be, regardless of position, right?
Yeah. Maybe not. You would assume. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know the inner workings of the NFL or what areas need to be improved on or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It seems interesting that it's such a problem. And again, as an outsider, I guess I couldn't really, you know, put a stamp on it either way. But if it is a problem that they see that, I could see them working on ways to rectify the situation. Mm-hmm. I guess just from where I'm standing, I didn't know it was such an issue that they would
publicly address it like this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and you know? And make such a big, because that's a big deal getting those extra spots up. And when it comes to the draft and everything like that, so it's interesting.
If it is a problem, they need to get on top of that, because mm-hmm. that is some 1932 kind of mentality going on there.
Just when I look at the NFL, diversity I didn't think was ever really a problem, but maybe it is. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. That's it. That's interesting. Very interesting.
I always just thought the best man for the job should get the job, right?
Yeah.
That's why I'm
man
why
or woman.
Right. That's why I'm not complaining. I'm like, hey, there should be more white dudes in the NBA. No, it's just there are a lot of better players that it doesn't matter. You know, the best man for the job should play, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's the way we should chalk it up there. So.
Don't say that too much, though, because we're going to get fired then, because we are obviously not the best ones for this job.
Right.
I don't know how we tricked him into it, but maybe just that's true for everything except the Plan B Morning Show. It's fine here. It's fine.
Right.
Here.
I don't want to lose my job. All right, moving on, man. Golf. This is crazy yesterday. And if you guys saw it, it was one of the first live sporting events on TV, and it was awesome, dude. It really was. Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson needed a playoff to complete their comeback and defeat Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolff in the TaylorMade Driving Relief Skins game on Sunday yesterday. The playoff was decided by closest to the pin competition worth $1.1 million. which took place on the 17th hole at the Seminole Golf Club in Florida. I'm going to read the rest of this. I'm going to tell you what happened because it was awesome. After Wolf put it close, McIlroy stepped up, hit a brilliant shot even closer to end the match competition in style. The teams had tied the final six holes to create a giant skin that was decided in the playoff hole, which was the 17th. McIlroy and Johnson finished with a total of $1.85 million, which will be donated to the American Nurses Foundation, while Fowler and Wolf finished with $1.15 million. All the money earned will be donated toward COVID-19 relief efforts. So what happened? It was a pair match, so it was two versus two. They come down, tie the last six holes, Brock. Come down to the 18th. Tie the 18th. You look over to the corner of the TV. The skin pot now is up to $1.1 million, dude. That's a lot of money. So they go back. Oh, they go to the 17th to play the par three, and it's the closest to the pin. So they're playing closest to the pin for $1.1 million. And that doesn't mention – I'm not mentioning the putt that Ricky Fowler had right before that for the win at $1.1 million. And he missed it. Oh. He missed a $1 million putt. And then they go into the playoffs, and McIlroy just scopes one in, bounces it just little over the bunker and rolls up, wins, dude, all the whole pot.
All the cash.
You know?
For me, whenever there's money riding on closest to the pin, I end up shanking it, hitting it about 20 feet to the right and 300 feet straight up. That's usually how it goes. So every single time.
But it was exciting, man. You could tell it was a little different. There were no people there. You could tell McIlroy like hit a putt and you just wanted to go give Johnson a high five. And he's like, I can't. It was just weird, like the little rules. It was neat how they had drones. They only had like six camera guys. Angles were a little different. They were interviewing them up to the greens, walking up to each green, which they were 6 feet away. It was different, but dude, honestly, it was pretty cool.
Hey, it's fresh sports, man. I think that's something that everyone that's kind of that little light at the end of the tunnel maybe seeing or other sports going to be brought in. So I like it. Yep. I like it. We're good. Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's all I got.
Awesome. Not bad. That was all right. I'll take it for a Monday. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 10. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. Good morning, 726. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
All right, we're going to check out your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer, maybe from a variety pack, today. Go out, get some. You'll be happy you did. All right. What do you got?
There you go. Delicious. Baseball. Major League Baseball working on new safety rules that it looks like they're going to ban spitting, chewing sunflower seeds, and giving high fives if and when baseball returns. Also, players and other team personnel not participating in the game will be sitting in the stands separated by at least 6 feet, of course. Moving on. Did you watch that match yesterday?
I did not. I missed it. You were telling me about it, but I wish I would have caught a little fresh golf.
Little golf yesterday. Let me tell you about it. Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson needed a playoff to complete their comeback and defeat Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf in the TaylorMade Driving Relief Skins game on Sunday. Real quick before I tell you about it, Matthew Wolf, if anybody watched it yesterday, holy smokes, did you see that swing? Anybody watching this match yesterday? And I texted our buddy Sam, and I used to do it. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. My brother will vouch. Sam actually has seen it too. I used to do his swing as a joke. He does his thing with his knee where he like cocks his knee forward, and then he does his swing and wham, hits it. And it's a weird, weird swing. But for some reason, you watch it, and you're like, all right, I kind of get it. But it was very interesting to see that yesterday. The playoff was decided by a closest to the pin competition worth $1.1 million, which took place on the 17th hole at the Seminole Golf Club in Florida. After Wolf put it close, like really close, McIlroy stepped up and hit a brilliant shot even closer to win. The teams had tied the final six holes to create a giant skin that decided the event in the playoff. McElroy and Johnson finished with a total of $1.85 million, which will be donated to the American Nurses Foundation, while Fowler and Wolf finished with $1.15 million, all of which will be donated to COVID-19 relief efforts. Unbelievable, dude. It was a fantastic match. It came to a playoff of basically $2 million, and the last, which I think they should do all the time, closer to the pin. Let's go to the 19th and see if we can get it closer, man.
Yeah, I like it.
And it was fantastic. It really was. It was a great match. Dustin Johnson just smashing balls. Dude, how can you hit the ball 400 yards? I still don't understand it.
I can. I just don't like to show off. That's all. So.
Right. With your 8-iron, I bet, right?
Yeah. Probably 9 if I really wanted to whack it.
We'll step up to a tee box. It's like 420. It's like a 425-yard par 4. Brock looks over at me and says, I use my 8.
Yeah, use my 8.
Dude.
Told you, I don't want to show off. That's all. All right, hey, we got to get going. Anything else major other than my amazing golf game?
Right. No, that's it. We're good.
I'll show you next. Next time we go golfing, I'm gonna whack 400 yards with a pitching wedge. It's going to be great. All right, that's your sports.
He's that guy.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.